Hello, and welcome to Chapter 11 of Marketing 101, the third chapter on Test 3. Chapter 11 will be very simple in terms of questions. This is another chapter on pricing. We have a good many terms here associated with pricing, but the only question for your online section is to, name the three basic strategies for new product pricing, three basic ways to price new products. Note that none of those are really in the text. They are a little bit, but with different words used for them. But the two we'll look at most closely, price skimming or penetration pricing. The idea here is I'm the first one to come out with a new product. Imagine that. One thing I might do is I might want to grab profits before I have any competition. So I might price my products high to skim profits off the top. We call that price skimming. I might have a product that I know there's going to be competition, and I want people to start using mine and to get in the habit of using mine before the competition comes along. So I might price my products low to establish all these customers and users. In other words, to try to penetrate the market. So we call that penetration pricing. So we price high to skim profits with price skimming, and we price low to penetrate the market with penetration pricing. What happens in the real world is really the third basic strategy, and that's doing both the above. When we really are the only one, we price our products high to get as much profit as we can. As soon as we start to see competition, we lower our price to maintain or gather additional market share. Our competition then is unable to make those upfront profits because we're already there and priced too low that they have to compete against us and they can't price high. So you will have to name the three basic strategies: price skimming, penetration pricing, and demand curve pricing. I don't really think you'll have lots of trouble with the terms in this chapter, but let's do a quick scan. The first one is price skimming, we just discussed. The second one is penetration pricing, we also just discussed. Next is product line pricing. This is when a company or a store will have several levels of pricing. I remember seeing this in Lowe's advertisements, maybe where they're selling hot water heaters. They have good, better, and best levels. So if you have different levels of pricing, good, better, and best, for example, that's called price levels or product line pricing. Okay, the next term is price bundling. Price bundling is when I combine associated products. Imagine if you go to Walmart, you might buy a travel kit. Consists of a little bag, a small bottle of cologne, a couple of disposable razors, a little bottle of pack, or a little small can of shaving cream, maybe a portable tooth or disposable toothbrush, and a small tube of toothpaste. All those items combined and sold as one item, we call bundle pricing, or price bundling, as your term is. What is a discount? A discount is any reduction in price for a limited time. That's what we go to sales for the discounts. Reductions for a limited time. What's an allowance? It's money paid to retailers for helping with the marketing. Large manufacturers, they generally lower the prices if the retailer helps them to advertise and promote the product. They may do this in their own advertising. They may do this with the placement of the product in the stores. There are some areas of this that are considered illegal, but in general, allowances are what manufacturers give retailers for helping them market the product. The next one, psychological pricing. This is pricing your product so as to appeal to some human psychology. The most obvious of these is pricing something as $9.99 instead of $10, or as we're starting to see, $9.88 or even $9.77. It has some psychological benefit to use those odd numbers. But those kinds of things are called psychological pricing. A reference price is the prices that can be used to compare items. We see this, we see advertisers say, compare at $99.99. Of course, they're selling the product for $55, and they're trying to show you that, you know, it's the same as those products being sold for $99. So that's a reference price. Promotional pricing. That's the process of using discounts for a limited time. In other words, having a sale. The discount is a reduction for a limited time. Using discounts is called promotional pricing. Price fixing is when you and your competitors get together to set prices. imagine, if you will, all the service stations on a certain exit of I-95, their owners or manager meeting over coffee one day and deciding, look, let's all charge $2.56 for a regular. That way we won't be in a price war, we won't all lose money, we'll all charge the same price. That's called price fixing, and is considered highly illegal. Predatory pricing. Like a predator, the intent here is to kill off something, to kill off the competition. So it's usually considered pricing below cost. Large companies can do this. They can sell items below cost for a period of time in order to get rid of the competition. The competition simply can't compete. We call that predatory pricing. It's also considered to be illegal. Price discrimination, that's illegally offering different prices to different but similar customers. Remember, we talked a little bit about doing that kind of thing in the last chapter, but when you do it illegally, it's called price discrimination. And finally, deceptive pricing is simply illegally being misleading on issues associated with pricing. I think you'll find this also to be an easy chapter, so good luck with it, and let me know how it works out. Thank you very much.